Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello everybody, or should I be saying ho, ho, ho? There it is. Yes, this is Deborah Lee and Jimbo. We are beginning our Christmas Eve edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We want to thank all of you on Blog Talk Radio who are joining us. We love having you with us. So many of you come from around the world that it's amazing to me how technology is really managing to bring us together and unifying us as it has. So that's one thing we can all be grateful for as we prepare for a happy holiday tomorrow and this evening. If you're celebrating, also out to our Facebookers, you are right now live watching us live stream on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So if any of you who are listening right now would actually like to join us in the live streaming, we'll just go on over there and then you can see us in action.
Or lack thereof.
Or, yeah.
I don't know how much action you do sitting in the chair, but...
So anyway, wow, the temperatures, the snow, the gloom. I mean, I have shopped out every day, every year, including Christmas Eve for a little bit. And I'll tell you, I've never seen stores so empty, people so...
It's relative.
They're lacking in cheer,
yeah. Relative. It's empty. It's not like there's nobody there. It's just not as... crazy is what it is. There's still people there. It's just not jam-packed nuts. Of course, we didn't go to Walmart.
Oh, that's right.
They could all be there.
There's a baptismal by
fire. They could all be in Walmart.
Yes.
Yep, they got a mercy on their soul.
They're probably still open.
Walmart, that'll drive you to drink.
So, to bring everybody on board, you know, so we're all on the same page. New folks need to know that we're using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. So that means there's no tarot here, no oracle card readings here, and there's none of the other systems that are out there, which I'm sure are just wonderful, but we're not doing them. I've only focused, and Jim as well, on the personal prophecy card reading method that my grandma taught me. Way, way long ago. Also, I want you all to know that I will be using a complete 24-card layout for each of your readings, which is a little bit more time-consuming than what many of you have been used to if you've called into other shows and they simply use a few random cards. I prefer to lay it all out just the way I would if we were meeting in a private setting together. This way, I'm able to see depths concerning your life, where you're at right now, what the landscape looks like, kind of taking your temperature, if you will, as far as where you are in the present and where you're going into the future. So with that said, I am going to turn you over to Mr. Christmas himself, not Santa, but our own Jimbo Baggins.
Yes, welcome. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our disclaimer, and you got to do that crap nowadays because people will sue you if you look at them wrong. So we got to keep it keep it cool.
Keep them separated.
You got to keep them separated. I love offspring. All right. Also, if you're international, you must let us know. Why must you let us know? Because we're going to give you a live international shout-out. That's over the radio and over the Facebook. Everybody will hear it.
Do you have anybody yet?
Laura. We have Laura from the from the neighbor to the north, Canada.
Yes. Yeah, Laura.
And I think Catherine is from the UK, if I'm not mistaken, but she can
To learn where everybody is.
Yes. And it's Christmas there. It is actually Christmas Day there.
It is.
Yeah, right. And we're getting Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas Eve, so we're going to just kind of say both to everybody. We'll just say Merry Christmas because it's the season, even
though
it's not the day.
Who does the Christmas Eve tracking of Santa?
NORAD used to, but there is no NORAD anymore, so I don't know. Probably
NASA?
No, I don't think NASA would do it. It'd be a defense part. Maybe the Air Force, probably.
Yeah. Oh, when I was a kid, we didn't really have computers, but somehow we knew about it.
They would talk about, on the local news or something, and then that was it. Yeah. So, yes, so that is the deal. Let's name of that game. Let's see here.
That's Luna.
Luna.
Okay, I'll leave you be.
No, I was trying to get your attention on that there, Jimmy's neighbor, without speaking out loud. Call in. That's what we do here. Typically, call or Skype in. That's the number one method, 515-602-9676. We got people. Now Luna said, "Well, yeah, computer. Now it's." She says, "You can just Google track it." Yeah.
Because
it's a computer world. It's probably.
Kids would love that.
But back in our day, it wasn't computers. At least not in your house. NASA had them. That was pretty much it.
Want to get too technical because you could say, "Well, what about in Australia? When did he start going over there?" You know, because they'd be looking at the time and wondering how it can be another day there. But
typically it's for little kids that aren't going to go hi. Your little kids don't walk around with little bullshit flags to throw typically. So they're not going to be like, hey, that's bullshit BS. You know, they're not going to be doing that. They're going to be just wow, that's cool. All right. I gave that number, didn't I? I did. 515-602-9676. When you call in, and I tested it, you will hear the automated thing saying, you can listen to the show while you are waiting. And you will listen to the show while you're waiting. And if you hear no show, I would hang up and call again because something went wrong. Of course, then if you hear no show, you also didn't hear me just tell you to hang up and call again. So I probably maybe that's for the future if that happens to you. If anybody ever calls in and it's dead silence, Houston, we have a problem. All right, but we will take your call eventually in the order they come in. And when we take you live, please do the following if you legally and safely can.
And we do kind of anticipate a slower phone call event tonight. So a lot of you on Facebook will likely get your chance to either call in or type in your question.
We were getting to that now.
Yeah,
the Facebook
I just
part.
Thought I'd get a little jump on that for you. That's all. Jump.
Say over when you're finished.
Over.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll go back to where I was. When we take your call and you go live, please do these things legally and safely if you can. Take the phone off speakerphone, disconnect the Bluetooth device. If you like using those things, don't do it during the show. Shut down all your background noises. Kill the anything you were doing just to kill time when you're on hold. That's what keeps you sane when you're on hold is to do stuff. Perfect scenarios in your home. Go someplace quiet, comfortable, and has great cell phone reception. And we do that because there's a loss of quality of your call. Your call is not just going cell phone. It's going to Blog Talk's website, our computer, and out our computer speakers for those that are watching. So if you can do these things, if you can't, we work with you. We try to work with everybody. We usually get through some tough times, but we do it. International shout out to Mike in the UK.
Mike is in the house.
The only thing is, the hat, I wish it was like a eunuch, no balls. Because the thing is, flop, 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 you know. So it was really bad when I was trying to get my cell phone there. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, there's a ball hanging on my ear. I can't get my cell phone to my ear. I hate it when there's balls on my ear. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes balls on their ear.
See, it's already coming. I can feel it coming.
All right. Now, we'll get to what Deborah was talking about, but she spoke out of turn. This has been the time we give that little spiel. Because for those that can call in, typically international, we have domestic folks that just can't do the cell phone thing. We will open up the floor occasionally during the show to people that want to messenger audio or messenger video to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. I know that you're wondering, geez, I'm watching the show. Why wouldn't I do that? Well, that's why. It would be to Deborah Lee. It's a count free. She has a machine over here all ready to rock and roll, but you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and you can only do it when we officially say, please do it now, only because if you do it right in the middle of anything, we got to hang up because we're not ready. No hold. Facebook in a hold. They got no hold. And I can't think we've gone through the sensitive checks and balances, except that is the sound of harps, all right? Synonymous with little angels playing them, you know, whatever. That means that your reading with Deborah has concluded, and if I can give you some definitions included, because a lot of people don't seem to know that when I play that harp song. Just keep on asking questions. Got to stop that. We have other people. We got to go on. And I have to give the angel card, hence the harp. And tonight it is the, once again, we rotate the crops here a little bit. This is the Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle card. Right? The mighty sword.
When right. You're, before you go to a call.
I'm not ready yet for that.
Oh, I thought okay. You were going to a call.
I was getting ready to that, but I was going to basically say, so the bottom line is, if you don't like harps and you want to keep asking questions, go to the site. Don't do a free thing, because you're just going to get your couple questions right up front, and that's going to pretty much be it before we move on. Go to the psychiclovedoctor.com. Go to that webpage, and you can arrange for a private reading.
You can have me all to yourself.
That's it, for whatever time block you have, and
right.
Nobody there to play harps and get pithy. And you can ask all the questions and get all the different yep. layouts you want.
One-on-one.
Your questions don't have to be ready. It's your time. You can ask all sorts of different questions. Your time. Well, Deb, I had something to say before we start yanking callers.
I have a very important public service announcement that must be made. It came to my attention. And at Jim's, too. Was that yesterday for you?
No, it was I was still driving to work. I listened to a pretty entertaining local morning talk show, and they like to talk about, I think it was, they have a segment they call Stupid News,
and
I believe
it
was on Stupid News.
But people are stupid.
But it's always true. They make sure it's true. They double check it.
This right here.
It's a candy game.
Is not a sex toy. This is not a masturbation device, ladies. I found out about this. I could not believe it. And they're doing x-rays. They're showing them because they can't get them out. And they're inserting them vaginally with the cane part. And if you look at the pictures, this is like a training aid, okay? So
gotta have training.
This is way too much. And they showed pelvic x-rays where doctors are saying you do not need any sugar up there. It disturbs the balance of
It's the chemical balance thing going on in there. There are processes in there to keep good bacteria there and bad bacteria away.
Its own natural
and
cleansing.
You start throwing sugar,
yeah.
Bacteria love sugar. I mean, that's why basically when you brew beer and you make wine and stuff, that yeast is looking for some sugar, something sugar-like to eat.
And other ornaments are being used. Now, these are very fragile, and they break. And then somebody's got to actually dig in there and get all those little glass pieces out, or plastic, whatever it may be. Now, we feel it was important that we put this out, because you know what happens if we start having too many episodes with this? They're going to ban them, and then nobody is going to get to have a candy cane.
I don't think they're going to ban them.
I think they will.
I don't think they will ban them.
Oh, they're just, what, going to market them a different way? Will it say on there, please do not insert?
Listen, if they were going to ban stuff that chicks or dudes were sticking up their holes, there'd be nothing left on earth that was smaller than a laptop. They're not banning stuff.
Years ago, I worked in a hospital, and I knew all the guys from the ER. And I heard, and it was during the holiday season, that a guy had come in. You know, back in the day, all those Christmas lights they screwed in, they look like little, I don't know, they're small, but they're not the tiny little ones that clip in. There was a man that came in, he had four of them up his behind. Four. Now, what would cause somebody to look at a Christmas light and say, I think I need to anally use that.
Well, there's a couple, maybe there was money on the table. It was a dare. Maybe there's a strange Guinness Book World Record category that he was said, I'm going to break that category.
Oh, and you men know? Get together.
Maybe.
Sometimes, and you're pounding those drinks and doing those little shots, and then somebody gets an idea. As long ago, it used to be
it never involved
lighting farts on fire.
Nobody in their right mind they're going to get ideas about butt action. Okay, just to let you know, there's no group of guys sitting around, no heterosexual set of guys. I'm not making fun of homosexuals. I'm just saying heterosexual guys.
Kinky guys might.
Fine line between kinky and butt pirates.
So do
you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you.
There's a big difference. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, Jim, let me ask you something. Apropos of nothing, when a man wants to have anal sex with a woman, do you consider him to be gay?
Well, first of all, if you just look at that for the bare facts there are, it can't be done. You mean he's anal sex with her?
Yeah, he's going to doggy style, whatever. He's going to,
No.
He's not gay?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions? Because that was easy. If I had questions like that all the time at work and stuff, my phone calls would last 5 seconds.
I want to see him work in that profession. And you know what we're
profession?
Doing? The profession of answering questions like that.
They don't ask questions about like that. That's why I said if they did, that'd be great. If a man did that, I'd be like, nope, next question. Click.
Tell them what they caught you for. They do this joke email, and it's pretty neat. And they gather all of the during the year.
It's unofficially. At your job. It's when people overhear people's conversations or they're involved in them and they say something really funny, they email a guy. And he compiles a big list of them and they go out for voting for the quote of the year, the winner.
Tell them what you did.
I don't remember which one.
The one about the you were supposed to say inter.
I don't even remember that happening. I must have said the wrong word. Instead of saying interface, I said intercourse, apparently on a real official call.
Okay.
I didn't remember it. That other person probably didn't catch it, but somebody sitting next to me caught it and quoted me.
If you guys wonder what's going on here tonight, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, what's going on
here? So many of us have nowhere to go, nothing to do, that we thought we'd throw some real extreme humor into this. Tonight.
Well, let's back up to the old ornament thing. Your candy cane was an example. They said ornaments. That was just an example. That's all they narrowed it down to. So apparently it involves other ornaments. And the one of the articles that the doctor quoted on it was the Daily UK one. The Daily whatever UK one is about it.
Daily Mail.
And you know what? She did kind of single out you women.
I didn't hear that men did it.
Right. But the article just says people are using ornaments for masturbation. Now, that's why I was like, what time? What do you mean? And then if the article said women have a disturbing trend to use ornaments for masturbation, I'd be like, it makes more sense.
This makes no sense whatsoever.
But it does as far as anatomy.
Do you think the hook is looking for the G-spot?
I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what that is. All right. I guess safety-wise, there's a couple things you could do. First of all, use a real one with sugar, okay, because that's bad for your chemistry, your hoo-ha chemistry.
Yeah, and this is out of line. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's out of line.
You would think that would be appropriate. Okay.
I'm thinking flip-flopped around the other way is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And another thing, it would be, what's up with this Captain Hook bullshit going in first? I don't know what's up with that.
And then they don't want to come out.
Yeah, or you know what? Tie a safety line to it. Tie a little fishing line to it in case you got to pull that sucker out, safety. Safety
just
first.
Just remind me, Jim, of the sponge days. They're gone now off the market. Many of you who are a little bit older might remember. It was a revolutionary method of birth control. Fantastic. It was like... what would you say, like a flat foot, not football, but a...
Yeah, there was more than one shape, because,
But they get lost.
They were trying to nail the perfect, most incredible thing ever. So they patent a different shape or something, a different chemistry to it.
And they have an 800 number, call a nurse. So I do have a recollection of calling a nurse. And this turned into not a solo recovery mission. This was a duo recovery mission in the most...
not delightful way.
It was not.
And not like a spoonful of sugar.
And the positioning was worse than seeing a gynecologist. So I'm just saying, we are too fascinated with our orifices. You know, there was a time when sucking toes was considered highly pleasant. What's happening now?
Interesting data. There's actual numerical data on that trend that the doctor was quoting. From the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System in 2021, which is, that's a whole different, I don't know what the hell that even means. Decorating items, they put it in quotes, were inserted into people aged between 25 and 64, 13,213 times that year. This was in 2021.
Well, those people needed a hobby.
So I guess this year's not over yet. So I guess after this year's over, we'll have to see what the 2022 data is.
And you mentioned today that Mike and others that join us are in the medical profession. I'll bet you they have stories that would curl our toes.
Yeah, I would think if they, especially if they were in a triage type of unit, like an emergency room where everybody's coming in, I would think then you see everything. If you're not in a specific, I only deal with orthopedic thing, you know, type of field. Right.
I guess if you're not hurting anybody else. I mean, but ladies, if any man, woman, you know, whatever, pressures you into using candy canes in your cookie,
yeah, but you
hell
know
no.
If you come rolling into the emergency room because you decided to stick, I don't know what, a frickin' TV controller up with big bang, that's somebody else that could be seeing a doctor eventually. I mean, you should be, so to speak, back of the line, you know what I'm saying, if you do that, because come on. You know, nothing worse than self-inflicted injuries. You almost don't even want to help those people. You know? It's like when they say, hey, there's a big storm coming. This place is going to flood. You should leave. Oh, no, now we got to go send helicopters in and rescue sons of bitches that didn't want
to
leave.
They should have to pay for that.
They should have. You know what they should do? They should fuck with them. When they're pulling them up, they should dip them back in the water two or three times. So next time it happens, they'll get the fuck out of there when they're told. All right, Merry goddamn Christmas to you, too. That's all I'm saying.
Pisses me off. Oh, my God.
Jasmine is here.
Oh, Jasmine, you're here. Thank you. Save us.
I just pulled up. Oh, hang on.
Hello?
I did something. I didn't disrupt the feed at all. I disrupted our viewing.
Oh, no.
So don't worry about it. Relax. It's all good. The feed is on.
Yes, we're getting to readings.
We're getting to readings.
Like I said, we wanted to entertain you a little bit.
I'll tell you one small little... this one I can't blame on Facebook. This was me. One little click error took me away. Notice how it's being a biatch right now.
Yeah, what do you think?
Because it sucks. All right. So I think, therefore I am. I believe it is time.
Yeah.
You know, the folks on hold, you're very patient.
Yeah, thank you.
They're very patient.
And we know both of them.
And right now they're on mute, so they can't call us names right now until we unmute them. So here we go. Here's your opportunity.
Oh, here it comes.
First caller, 630, Illinois, 630.
Hello, Illinois. Happy
Merry Christmas
and holidays.
Turn the volume up. Pump up the volume.
Hello. Hi there. Who are we
thank
speaking?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's Dion, is it not?
It is. How are you?
How are you doing?
We are rocking and we are rolling.
I'm walking around my apartment to get my steps in because it's too cold to go outside, and I have to get my exercise in.
That's what you got to do. You know, you'd be inside, you will not die of exposure.
No, and you know what? Years ago, I had a CD. Oh, it was a DVD. That you could put in your TV, and there was a woman on there who just stood in one place, and she did walking, and she did marching, and then she did in one place, standing in place.
There was no treadmill. I guess she was trying to save money.
Yes, and you could follow with her. So I guess you're doing the next best thing. How much snow have you got there, you know?
I didn't get a lot of snow. It's just the cold. I mean, I was waiting, thinking we were going to get a blizzard. Like it was going to be like 12 inches or something. But we didn't even get like, I don't know. Like my car didn't even need to be dusted off. But the weather, it was like 4 below was the high yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse.
Well, you know,
before it gets better.
I think now it's going to start trending better now.
Yeah, it's going to be like 50 on Friday.
Yep, that's what my parents are saying too, right? It's going to, well, for them, it's going to, well, Duluth is north and more cold. They're going to get in the 30s on Thursday.
But come mid-January, I've been up there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like 25 below.
That's without a wind chill, she means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, I told you about that, it was late 80s or right around 90. Might have been the Duluth record. I don't know. It was literally with the wind chill. It was like 110, 120 below with the wind chill.
You know what? I read about that recently and what year that was.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like 1980s.
Super late 80s, I believe. Yeah. And I remember.
And
I had
told people, don't go outside.
Yeah. They said, and of course, I'm 19 and my buddy's 19. So we said, that means go out to the bars.
Yeah. You have to go bar hopping.
So I had my car plugged in all day. It cranked and cranked and cranked, but it was so cold that it had a carburetor, not fuel injection. It just flooded.
So what did you do? How'd you get
my buddy got his going. He came out and got me.
Oh.
And went out to the bar, and guess what? Nope. Nobody on earth was there because it was 100-some blowout. So it was not much fun. But anyway, back to her reading.
All right.
We're not going to
I was moving to Florida in February. So, I mean, if we're only talking like 4 more weeks of this, it's not a big deal.
And you know what?
If it stays
cold here, you swing by Virginia and you pick me up, and I'm going to. Because I can broadcast from anywhere. I'm not sure, though, about Florida. You guys got bad weather. They have bad weather down there. The summer weather is wicked. You know?
Really hot. Like super hot.
We do like to have a reading, Dion.
Yes.
I've been really busy, you know, doing my career transition and everything with that's going really well. But, you know, I don't even ask about my health. And so I had a lot of trauma in my life. And I stored on some extra weight. And I haven't been able to get it off. Do you see me being able to step into a skinnier version of myself in 2023?
Are you sure it's actual weight and you're not just imagining it? I've been reading about that. A lot of people have some kind of skewed vision on their bodies. And it's not necessarily that they've gained a lot of weight.
Well, if your vision isn't too bad, you can step on a scale and read it.
And the muscle weighs more than fat.
But it doesn't weigh like hundreds and hundreds of pounds more. So like if I'm 150 pounds overweight, I can't say, it's because I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's all muscle.
Okay.
Right.
It's hormonal. And I'm in a diet program with my doctor. I got a special doctor that I see for my health. They modified my medication. And so it's an issue.
Yeah, you know, medication can screw you up too.
There are a lot of side effects like that. And
about the commercials. How many of you have watched these new drug commercials?
Yeah. First of all, they got to give them a fancy new name, like they'll sex them up a door. Oh, come here and have Slapador. This is called Slapador. Ask your doctor about Slapador. First of all, never take Slapador if you're allergic to Slapador. They always say that about every drug. Never take this drug if you're allergic to it. That is some really good advice. You know, that's the first thing I do when I'm allergic to something is I want to take that son of a bitch. You know, bro, what the hell is that? Well, there's your legal disclaimers. And it's like, it may cause you to grow a third eye. If you're a male, your nut sack may just vanish. And if you're a female, you might get a vagina growing in the back of your head. And it's like all these side effects you read that are in like 0.1 font at the bottom of the screen,
and
even on a big TV.
May cause death.
Oh, that a lot of it's the anime cause death. Oh, I'll just throw that in. After all the other ones, the anime cause death, by the way, you know.
Yes, you are going to get the weight where you like it. And a lot of it is going to help when you move, because we all become so dormant, like in the winter months.
Well, yeah, this time of year, that's when people really put on the pounds. And you know what? I bet back in the day, you know what? You could say one thing about fat. It is an insulator.
It is.
It is an insulator. So a lot of people that like Alaska and those big northern parts of Canada and Siberian parts of Russia, they got some pounds on it because, you know what, it helps them stay freaking warm, believe
yeah,
it or not.
Skinny people are cold all the time.
That fat, because if you ever, like, touch, like, a really fat person and it feels cold on the outside, it's an insulator.
Yeah, it is.
It's an insulator because that heat's not coming out. If it felt warm, then it would be a bad insulator. You'd feel the body heat coming out.
Well, and weight used to be a sign of class. Or
another goddamn troll.
I think it was, like, in Europe. You know, people that did a lot of physical work were thin.
I think even in the Roman days, I believe, too, it was the same thing, because it meant you were well-fed, you were rich. You could eat whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
I believe so.
You are definitely going to get it back, because once you move, you're going to be a lot more active. In the, you know, in the winter, we have to go to the gym. It's not like you can pull a bicycle out. Like, even a stationary bike is boring.
It does depend on what age you are. If you're very young, there is a lot of outdoor activities you can do. We used to play hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Even if there wasn't an ice rink around, you could play, like, in your boot hockey in somebody's yard, cross-country skiing. And that's why basketball is so huge a lot of places up there, because the gyms are open. Basketball is indoors, nice and warm. Can't play it in your backyard.
There's a particular piece of exercise equipment that one of the Kardashian girls has been endorsing. It's for women who think their booties are too big. And
how ironic is that? The Kardashian women
who have
are endorsing something for people that think their booties are too big. So I guess apparently they don't use it.
She does. She's
I wouldn't buy anything Kardashian, because their dad got OJ off of murder.
Yeah.
So they made it. I don't know how.
Money can buy you freedom.
It works on the principle when you see those little rail cars where it's a two-man deal and they're, like, pumping this thing. But you're on it by yourself. And as you're using it, those glutes are feeling it, let me tell you.
You need to put it more forward. I'm going to relocate my ball. Okay, go ahead.
You can always take it off.
I don't believe you should take a ball off. Go ahead.
You're right. I don't think we should, you know, furnish them with any more profits at all, because they're rich. They're rich.
And it's banks to all the idiots in this frickin' country that watch their dumb ass reality shows.
No, wait a minute. I have my guilty
pleasure. I'm talking about the Kardashian ones, because it's more than one.
No, I'm interested in the 90-day, what is it, fiancé.
Yeah, well, those are, we probably shouldn't even go there, because we want to get to more callers. Talk about reality shows, I might power vomit straight up in the air.
I want to tell you also, your cards are indicating, remember, we don't have any medical credentials for this.
No, we do not.
But I can speak to you on the level of a holistic health practitioner,
For
which I am credentialed. And I want to tell you, I think that you suffered a bit from seasonal affective disorder or SAD.
I do. I have that. I have the lamp. I do.
Oh.
I have that lamp that you plug in.
It's where the days are dark, you know, and it affects you in physical ways. Don't you remember the apartment I had some years ago? I went out and bought those Swedish light bulbs. And they would actually simulate sunlight. Okay, he doesn't remember.
But the old Swedish light bulbs got to do with sunlight.
Because it's the land of the midnight sun up there.
Well, a lot of places are, but...
Yeah. And so they don't have any light at all, certain number, like in Alaska.
They don't have any outdoor lighting natural, but you can load up your yard with it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It can affect people's psyche a lot. It does, apparently, up there a lot.
And we've got enough mental illness running rampant.
Some people can hack that and they get the hell out of that midnight sun stuff. Some people, it doesn't do well for them.
Right. Some people have to leave.
They do. They got to get the hell out of Dodge.
If you're a seasonal.
Or they're going to go,
seasonal.
And I don't blame them. You know, that is pretty
rough.
And
if you work a different shift, like, say, the third shift,
mm-hmm.
you might never really see any light.
Yeah, or if you are in the Navy and you work down way down at the bottom of the ship, ain't no light. Well, the fluorescent lighting, but you never see the sunlight.
It's not like you have portholes, you know, everywhere.
No, not in the United States Navy. It would not be good for a combat vessel to have portholes. All right, what else are you looking
at there? Just wanted to mention that to you, that I do sense that from your reading. And it will help you to keep reminding yourself, right now, you're limited, but pretty soon you won't be in terms of activity and getting outside and, you know,
sure.
better days are coming, that kind of thing.
Thank you.
Well, and like you said, the weather is kind of a bummer, and I think whenever you get that bummer feeling, if you look in the mirror, everything's going to be negative. If you watch the news, no matter what's happening, that's going to affect how you look at yourself and other people even probably too. You got to watch out. You better not shout. All right, here we go. It is time for your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject, put your creative energy in action. Archangel Gabriel, he's drawn this one only once in a while. He talks about another one too with him.
Yeah.
Archangel Gabriel, I like to say Gabriel, even though I don't know which way is right, joins me to spark your creativity. Ooh, I thought something was happening.
Yeah, it
over
did.
Here. Help you communicate your vision and motivate you to create something beautiful. So basically, Archangel Michael saying, "Hey, he picked up the phone, called Gabriel, and said, you got a lot of stuff to do. You need to get motivated, spark it. You got a lot of creative stuff. Get it into motion. And they want to help you motivate.
And that's the name of the game
you to
you.
Create something
yeah.
beautiful. And that's something beautiful, that's whatever that means to you. It doesn't have to be something physical.
Well, you've expressed to all of us that you want to do something that helps to change humanity or help the world. And I do think you have a mission on your life for that concern, so that will carry you through your lifetime. And a lot of people are not going to see you with the kind of vision you've got. So sometimes I think we need to, zip our lip and not tell everybody everything.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough sometimes. You're right. You might, because they might be wondering what you're talking about.
Because they're not on your level.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to speak a different language to somebody. They'll just look at you like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
True that?
So I hope that you're getting through it all, that tomorrow will be a pleasant day for you. All right? And then we just move on smartly from there.
Thank
all right,
you.
Well, other people are seeing the video
honey.
Blink, too, a little bit. So
are they?
I wonder if you're doing some crazy crap in there. But
hope not.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for holding forever. We really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas. It is Christmas
Merry
Eve.
Christmas.
And
Merry Christmas, yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. And we shall talk to you again, hopefully, before 2023.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
All right.
All right.
All right, Matthew.
I wish I had his damn money.
You know, he gives an awful lot of it away.
He does.
Yeah,
and if I had money spewing out of every hole in my body, I'd probably give some of it away too. He's earned it. I'm not saying like he just won the lottery or something. He had to go out there and work and be an actor and get successful. But if I had a lot, you're right. Some of them don't give shit away.
Well, he's from that
right.
Uvalde area that was in Texas.
The who what?
With the shooting of the school, the little kids.
Oh.
And he's given a whole bunch of money to that community.
So. Well, he seems like a pretty decent guy overall. I mean, he's human.
But I heard he's a horrible kisser. And I'll tell you guys, you better have your kissing technique down because you get judged by that kiss. Seriously. Now, some of us women put men through what we might call pleasing, like Debbie, pleasing Deb 101, and we're going to show you what we like and how to kiss us right.
Why is that the most important thing in the world?
because please, you know, you better be concerned with your pleasure.
Oh, I forgot. You're the only women out there on earth. You can't be replaced. So we have to focus on pleasing you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there's no other women out there.
Well, the ones out there that are, they're more of a skanky bird, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any standards. They'll take what they get given, you know. But some of us, yes, we want to, that kiss had better buckle our knee to get it. That's the first thing we talk about. What was this kiss like? or we go, yum.
You know what? Guy's not asking another guy what her kiss is. That's not the first thing he's asking that chick. Guy about another chick.
What do you ask?
He's going way beyond that. Brown chicka brown cow.
I didn't know you guys talked about it.
Why would we? Hey, Mike. What's up, dude? Hey, let's have a beer. What was her kiss like? What was that first kiss? Was it really great? Wow, I'll tell you, because that's the most important thing on earth. We're banging chicks. That's the difference between men and women.
Well, there's also one other interest.
That's the difference between the psyche. Obviously not the real difference. The
difference between men and women. Women will tell our women everything they do with their boyfriend or husband, lover, whatever. And men are the other way around. But they won't talk about their one-night stands. Women won't. But a man will tell everybody everything about some little hoe that he picked up.
Yeah, because he's never going to see her again.
But not about his wife or girlfriend.
Not anything revealing.
Yeah.
It's like, I had a good time. That's about it.
And that's how you know when somebody really is smitten with somebody else.
Except there's idiots. There's some, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's some idiot guys will talk about anything on earth. It's like somebody gave him truth serum.
Yeah.
We'll say the dumbest things about himself. And they're like, do you realize what you just said about yourself? But it's like, you know what? I don't want to stop you because it's hilarious. So I just, you keep on talking about how dumb you are. I love it.
So anyway, these are really important tidbits of information that we're sharing tonight.
Yeah, that's mission critical stuff, let me tell you there.
The wrongs of people across the world that aren't partaking here. So if any of you have something you want to dish on or throw it out there.
We're going to take a call and then we're going to open up the Florida Messenger soon. And then after that, we might go, let's go throw. You guys tell us what to talk about.
Yeah, we'll go for a nice throwdown.
We'll see what happens. Our callers are rolling in. Now they're going to, all of a sudden, they're going to make me not do that. All right, we're going to 520.
Oh, yes.
Talk it on, 520.
Oh, my God. This is Lisa, and I'm so happy to be speaking with you.
There it is, Lisa.
She held for an eternity.
Yeah, she really did.
You did hold for eternity.
Yeah, Lisa.
Well, your show is so... The way you guys talk with each other is so entertaining. It's just so natural and funny.
It is natural. It is natural. It's not scripted.
We've known each other for over 30 years.
We give each other crap on a regular basis all like this. This is you're just doing what always happens. That's all.
But I'm going to tell you.
But it works. It really works between
us. Well, thank you. And get him to catch a bit of a buzz or a lot of a buzz. He becomes the most sentimental teddy bear. Oh, my God.
Don't buy that for us. Don't do it. If you buy that, then after this show, go watch one of the Kardashian reality shows if you buy that. Watch some big butt, big lip chicks that don't deserve to be rich.
And you're so kind.
Who is?
You're so kind.
We are
callers.
We love our callers.
To them, yeah, to all of us. Yeah, we enjoy you so much.
Well, thank you. And we don't pay her to call up and say.
I'm relocating my bald head.
My question is, the lady that is hosting or allowing us to come over, I'm probably bringing more of the dishes. It's just really spontaneous. It's just so spontaneous. And so you're not going to believe this. I'm going to make tater tot casserole and take it over there.
No.
Yeah. The whole world will love you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, unless somebody's doing a keto diet and can't touch carbs.
Well, they can Oh, thank
no,
you.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If they are
I think
they're going to dive into that. It will vanish.
It's so good you could practically have sex with it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But I could eat it as a only one course meal. I could have it.
I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I talked to the lady today. Her name's Judy. And she sounded so down and out. And lately she's been a little, there was a period, I guess I may have mentioned, that I was sleeping on her couch and we would talk. She's very much fundamentalist. And that, when I was having a rough patch before my significant other passed, and I, we talked about God, and now she keeps wanting me to go back and, you know, revisit her. And I can't bring myself to, because I've moved on. I'm not that wounded dog anymore. And she's always dropping in and trying to get me to, you know, reconnect. But then I tell her, you know, I'm really busy. And so today I was talking to her about, you know, finalizing the details, and she's a little bit tiny bit short with me, not big time noticeable. And then she asked me again, she said, well, who are you bringing? And I told her again, and she had met my wonderful neighbor, who I'm falling in love with so deeply and trying not to. And I remember meeting him. And I'm just wondering, is she, she said, bring whoever you want to, invite whoever. She's pretty lonely, but she has family. She's just being by herself tomorrow, and her homeless guy that lives in the driveway will be there. So I'm wondering, is she missed at me, or she just got her own little problems going on, like, in the world?
And she is a fundamentalist religiously, right, in terms of her beliefs, her faith?
Yeah, but I don't discuss, you know, I know what to talk about and what not to talk about.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm careful.
Yep, I would not mention his sexual orientation, only because...
Oh, God, no. No. And I told him, be very careful around her. She's very fundamentalist.
She will defend her.
You in the name of the Lord. That lady will never.
Right, we got a problem here on my end. I solved it. You're good. Go ahead, Deb.
Go ahead.
We're gonna have a good dinner, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good time, right?
Well, the cards are going down.
She sounds like she has some weirdness in her, and I love weird people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the weirder, better. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's educational. What's going on?
Yeah.
So, hold.
That was for me, Lisa, not you.
Yeah.
Shut my pie hole.
I'm wondering why I can't hear you guys.
That's your handyman.
Okay. Are you?
We love that. We love that handyman, sir. We had to play a little James Taylor for you.
No. Well, I don't think she's miffed, but this lady seems really tight with money.
Okay, so she's, that's why she's short?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, her talking.
She's making sure you're bringing your fair share for this thing.
I'm bringing more than my fair share. I'm feeding the whole army.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it, yep.
And I feel, looking at the cards here, I see the gay fellow. What is his name, his first name, so we don't just keep calling him that?
Let me see. How about...
You can use the letter, if you would. You can give us a letter.
D as in David. We can call him
David.
D.
That is my middle name,
well,
David.
I think he's really down, and this lady is going to make him feel, because he can't be himself, that it's going to make him feel alienated. Okay.
Well, better not, because I will defend him. I'll leave. I'll pick up everything and leave. I won't... I won't put up with that. He's my very
best friend
as far as I'm concerned.
You snatch that. And snatch that.
That
frickin'
tater tot.
That tater tot casserole. You take that with you too, damn it. Right, man. If I'm not, me and my friend aren't getting enough for you, you take my tater tot casserole, damn it.
You know what? I think this is, I've created a very dysfunctional family for tomorrow. Hollywood is always depicting these dysfunctional family holiday dinners. I think I've really gathered for tomorrow.
But if you roll into it and you realize all the crap that could go wrong, typically it doesn't.
If you're prepared.
Yeah.
If you're like, all right, if this happens, I'm doing this. If this happens, I'm doing
contingency
this.
Contingency plan.
If you do all this planning and planning, typically it'll go smooth. But we'll see.
And you know,
go ahead.
We're determined to have a good time.
Your life reads like a great show. Like it would be awesome, like up there with Friends and Seinfeld and The Office and all those great sitcoms that are out there. Because it seems like it's so surreal is the word.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good people in it and a lot of funny scenarios.
God, it is.
Yeah.
You seem like you're cut from the same cloth I am. Because Jim knows
yes.
I have thrown some gatherings, and the weirder somebody is, I want them in my party. Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what he says. He says that all the time. He says, we're both alike. We both like eccentric, he says, which is true. I mean, I know that about myself for sure. And then he said that recently. He said, we're both cut from the same cloth. So just what you said. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's cool.
It really is. And I want you to know about him. He is going to seriously rethink his gayness.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
In this relationship with
Jim?
Oh, God.
I think she laughed at my old Lord Jesus.
Yes,
no,
God,
I'm not
that
saying.
Would complicate. That would complicate everything.
You know,
I mean,
what,
it's already complicated.
It's very odd because, you know what, back in the day, I don't know anymore, back in the day when the game was being accepted, they would get pissed off if you think that they could just change their mind. They'd say, oh, you think it's
Nice.
And choose to be gay, do you? That would offend them back in the day. Like they're going to switch. But times have changed. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and if you...
That was a long time ago.
If you sent me a picture of him, all I got to do is look in his eyes and I'd know if he's really gay.
All right, Louise from the UK. Long time, no see, but thank you for showing up.
Louise,
and it's Christmas there. It's Christmas there.
Yeah.
He does have gay eyes. He made a comment. Yesterday, I think it was, he said, all my life I've been a gay man. He was talking to me. We were talking on the phone. He just threw that in, and I thought, I wonder if he's trying to tell me that's his boundary or something. So I thought, I'm not going to read into that. But, you know, he has made that statement, all my life I've been a gay man.
Hmm. Well, that's very interesting. And I don't want to seem too pro-vagina, but if he's never experienced one, he may not know how it is. Okay, Jim, there you go.
All right, excuse me. I have a counter-argument for that if you've never tried it. I've never eaten poop. B, I've never put a man's pee-pee in my mouth, just to let you know. C, I've never stuck a hot poker in my eyeball. I know I don't like those things without doing it, okay?
But
that's my argument about that. How do you know if you don't try it? Just let me know.
You know
okay?
what? This is the thing. Both heterosexual and also the gay crowd, they both like not necessarily the vagina. They both, because it feels very, you know, the rectum, you know, it feels very more accommodating to them. Even the heterosexuals. I mean, the men. I can't speak for a man. But that's what I hear.
Don't speak for a man.
Yeah.
It's not preferred, but, you know, they...
And this is...
With the woman. With the woman.
It's a big treat. Ah, yes, indeed.
Well,
I know. What is it? It's December 24th. I don't know what the conversation is going to be like on December 31st. That's the way we're rolling. I don't know. We may get kicked off the planet. We don't know.
By the way, Jim, you may say now you've never eaten poop, but I'm going to tell you.
There we go.
There is a real medical treatment.
Bring it on.
Having to do with something in the stomach that they will give you pills that are filled with poop.
No.
From somebody else.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
What does the word eating mean to you?
That involves
a utensil into your mouth, chewing and enjoying it. I think if you're dropping a pill down your gullet, I don't think that's the same thing there, Miss Deborah.
There's a lot of things that we're not necessarily using utensils, and it may not actually be healthy for us.
I just go to the back. I don't like the argument. How do you know you don't like it if you don't try it? I throw the bullshit flag at that every time.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I know that you are a very staunch, straight man.
No, it's not that. I'm not saying even just that. I'm just saying about anything. I don't like that. Well, you've never had that before. How do you know you don't like it? Well, there's some things that my brain just knows. It knows. Trust my knowledge of that. I don't like that. Right? I'm not even talking about the same. Like I said, hence the...
You know, some of the Hollywood
poker in my eyeball. I'm good with that.
Yes, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah,
some of the Hollywood movies even depict that. I haven't seen a movie like that recently where the man is telling the woman that's his preferred position. And I don't, I'm
right.
Not advocating one way or another. I don't like to talk about myself openly.
If you haven't tried it, you don't know if it's good or bad.
All right.
Do I need to play James Taylor again with a handyman? Because I'm your handyman. That's right.
And we're not drinking. So the people don't think, oh, this show, they're full of drunk. No, it isn't.
No, we're just full of shit.
I wait to have mine after the show because I have to stay sharp for this. But Lisa, she takes us on a road trip.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to back this up because we've had...
I've got to come and see you one of these
days. It's like...
Yeah.
Forever. Like, what was the bottom line to her question? What was the outcome of this event?
Are we
that it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Okay.
Okay. She speaks sharply because that's kind of how her personality...
So you were saying the shortness wasn't necessarily going to be an indication of how this was going to go down, right?
And here's the other thing. The guy in her driveway who is homeless and a... heroin junkies.
You know what? How the hell are you guys going to go there and park if they got a dude living in the driveway? Where are you going to park?
That is her big, that's like her big, what do you call those things? The big sign. That's her.
That's like, I am helping myself get to heaven.
Yes.
Here's my righteous thing. Archangel Michael, look, I'm helping this guy. He's living in my driveway.
Yep. And I think that's the problem with a lot of religious people because to accept your friend D as the man that he is for what he is isn't showy enough. And that's where her bias is going to come out. You watch.
Well,
if she found out,
oh, God.
Well, you're going to get the first
no,
thing I want to hear about.
Not,
tell me, when you get
it does,
go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
I mean, it'll be a showdown like what Jimbo said. I'll grab the
You grab that potato casserole, and you say, you guys are, this is good stuff. You don't deserve this. I'm out of here. Me and my buddy are out of here.
Another thing people have to realize about gay men is that one is usually a top and one is a bottom. And that's their preference. The top guy is the doer, and the bottom guy is the receiver.
So, this is not even out of jest. You notice that in, like, gay and lesbian relationships, there still quite often is a
dominant
masculine and feminine type of thing going on there. And I think that's just DNA. I don't think there's no way around that, no matter what preference you have.
And a lot of men say they let us women ride the cowboy. It doesn't mean that we take They let us. They're not. We're not taking power by getting on top.
Why would they think that you were taking power?
But when we're in a docile position, oh yes, they are exerting nothing but power over us because you got your head buried in a pillow.
No, you don't have to have your head buried in a pillow. You don't have to be a pillow biter. You could recite poetry. You know, you can sing. You know.
We all need to establish. Jim has been a big slut in his life.
I don't like the words
whore.
Hey, it just means, you know what? When the freaking Price is Right, the flight was tonight, baby. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
They were delivering at 2:00 in the morning, not professional gals. These were just amateurs he found on the internet or met in bars.
No, there was no finding on the internet.
They'd show up in their nightgowns for him.
Oh my God.
If it's 2:00 in the morning, why would you show up in your sleepwear? That sounds like the most appropriate.
Ready to party.
Yeah, ready to party.
It's bedroom Olympics. Show up in your proper attire.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Sorry to everybody. I hope the people are rolling with this.
I don't know if everybody's noticed.
Right.
But watching, I've been slowly rotating my ball around. No, it's gone. It's gone. Oh yes, indeed. We're at 207. Well, we're at 270 degrees right there. Yes, right there.
He likes to play with balls.
Well, it's a ball. It's singular. Like I'm Lance Armstrong, I guess, maybe, or something like that, you know, but yeah.
Wouldn't that be terrible for the whole world to know one ball?
It's still better than nothing, all right? Let's think about it. But when you think about it, right, you don't actually need two, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? That Harry, that Harvey Weinstein, who's in prison, I think, for hurting a lot of ladies, he has only one. He has only one.
There was a girl on the stand who described
it. Which is incredible.
Yes. Yes, that's how he got charged, or it went, the filing against him went through, because she could describe his uniqueness down there.
Scrotum.
And it's and you know what? He's probably the only person on this planet with a scrotum like that.
And very likely.
So that's probably better than a goddamn fingerprint.
Said
you know?
It was an empty, shriveled up bag. It had nothing in it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The sweet nothings a man wants to hear. Yes, indeed.
Well, he forced her to perform on him. And boy, he should have been cut from scrot to throat for that.
How did he force her?
He pushed her head down there and made her.
But how did he force her?
By her head. He pushed her head in his crotch. They were standing in the kitchen.
She didn't have to open her mouth.
That's insane.
You know what? I don't know anything about the scenario. I just want to know about the force part. Now, if there's a knife, a gun, or a threat of physical harm, I understand that. But just the fact of pushing your head down somewhere doesn't mean anything. You can push my head down for anything on the... If you push my head down toward the scoop, I'm not over your mouth and eating it, Deb. I'm not going to do it. I'll just say.
Oh, my God.
I go a little deeper than that is what I'm saying. That's like the guys that we see talking about how they cheated.
Yeah.
Well, she kissed me. Well, you didn't have to unzip her pants and bang. But she kissed me. She enticed me. It's like, yeah, that's not a good – that's bullshit.
Even if she took everything off and spread herself all over the place, you don't have to touch
it. You can always say no. Everybody has that power, regardless of your urges. And this with all these conversations we've had, this is going to be the oddest
card.
Oddest Archangel Michael Sordalight Oracle card reading ever, because we've lost track of everything. It says, step into the spotlight, which is almost like you have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom. And after all the conversation we had, that could mean so many things that have nothing to do with her upcoming event. I want to hear the details of the first. I want to hear the details. I want to hear when you first open up that door and you see a damn tented homeless guy sleeping in that driveway. I have never even heard anybody say anything like that before, even on TV. I want to know about that.
That's what we've got now, is showy religion.
Well, I have to hear, but if you have to write things down, please do so, because I can't even comprehend it. I can't even think about going to anybody's house that I know with a homeless guy living in a tent in your driveway. I can't even. I want to go there myself to see it. I wish I could.
God, take a picture.
I wish I could go see that, just to see that one thing. I want to roll up to somebody's house I know.
Yes, please, huh?
This is what she has said. She has said he's not interested in religion or hearing about, you know, what she has to share with him.
Is he interested in anything other than putting a tent in her damn driveway? I mean, there has to be some kind of point of getting past that. This can't be a forever thing. It's like, you can put your tent here, but... we got to somehow round this corner. We got to, this
oh,
can't be a forever thing.
She took him the other day to another town to apply for a counseling job.
whoa. Wait a second. The guy living in the tent in the driveway is applying for a counseling job.
For 2 years, he's almost 2 years there. And I said, well, what agency did he apply at?
Whoa, wait a second. 2 years?
I know.
He could get mail coming there.
I'm sure he does.
The guy's been there so long. I bet he's got damn junk mail showing up there.
Is he going to be at the dinner? At the Christmas dinner?
Oh, is he? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to be there or is he going to be in his tent?
He sleeps in his vehicle. It's not that fancy. It doesn't have a tent. And he is. And he will be there. That's what she said. I said, what are you doing on this day? And she said, it's just going to be me and him. And I said, okay, well then. Because she's always telling me, you know, come over, do this. And I said, well, I'll come over then. And I have two friends, you know, then I broadened it. And I said, you know, I'll bring those, my two friends as well. You know, she's met Dee. She did, when I first moved in, when I was thinking about taking the place, she came along and she met Dee then. So she remembers that.
Okay.
Of all the people and all the events I know going on, I want to go to that Christmas. I want to be there and see all that go down. That sounds like, that could be like the Christmas to end all Christmas. That could be a movie on TV. It could be a theater movie that could make millions because you can't even make this stuff up. I can't.
Yeah, you got a staunch fundamentalist. You've got the gay man who's got to climb back in the closet for the dinner, and then you've got the homeless dude.
And you're bringing tater tot casserole, which is probably the best thing of the whole event.
Yes.
It'll be so memorable. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
That could actually, if it all goes down funny, you actually should document it and try writing a script.
I think so, really.
You got nothing to lose.
And one of my girlfriends said, just tell Dee not to be gay. Don't be gay. And I said, I am not going to do that. This is his story. Whatever he wants to say or do, he can do it. And I will do like Jimbo says. If anything is said sideways, I will grab the tater tot casserole and
you scoop that, you scoop that shit up on her one arm. And you grab your buddy and you get the hell out of Dodge. And you got to run around the homeless guy's car in the driveway or whatever. Because that's his little Hilton for 2 years or whatever the hell it is.
And he's going to be a counselor.
Oh,
gonna
be,
my God.
Yeah. He might as well be a life coach.
Like, yeah, take it. I'm going to wet myself.
She's going to have the best Christmas ever. Either way, whether it goes good, even if it goes good, it's still going to be interesting.
Oh, I can't.
And you said it
yes,
was. You
yes
said it was going to go good, but it's still going to have some
I
entertaining
think
things.
I it's going to be entertaining.
And you're going to have it. Deb doesn't sound like it's going to be a nuclear meltdown.
No.
But it sounds like you're going to have some. But it sounds like you're going to have some good stories regardless.
Oh God. Yeah. Yes.
And if you don't ever call us back, we're going to hunt you down.
Yes.
We cannot be left hanging. We have to hear this outcome.
I know everybody else in your shot is thinking the same thing. Please.
That's like watching a really great movie and then
the
something happens. It, like your power goes out of your house, or you're at a theater and the babysitter calls, you have an emergency, and you're like, oh, shit, I missed the ending. We cannot miss this ending.
Oh, you are going to. Look at it.
I love you guys. You guys are too much. I just love you.
Oh, well, we love you. We're like the three musketeers. I don't know how the other people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till we're going to try.
We're going to do it.
To pull off a Christmas night show.
Yeah.
But if not, Monday you can call and let it rip. Let us know.
I will.
Yes, please.
Now,
please.
Here's the deal. Monday is news for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get the luxury of dropping all my little F-bombs. They don't like that so much. But we can still talk about all the saucy stuff. They have no problem with that.
No, she loves that.
Yeah, they're fine with that. I just can't drive and do F this and F that like I like to do.
Well, Lisa, you've made it quite a show tonight.
You have indeed, my dear.
Okay.
And I think your timing was perfect that you weren't the first caller.
Yeah.
Because we already got the things warmed up talking about this Christmas ornament insertion thing that women are getting fascinated with.
That just blows my mind. I
oh,
can't believe
too.
You
yeah
can get it, you know, aroused looking at a Christmas decoration.
Well, you know why? You know what? It is not. It is typically they noticed it was the candy cane.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
well, I think
it is
like a phallus symbol. It is long and it is hard.
Oh my gosh! You've heard of people in the emergency room. You've heard of people in the emergency room. I heard about this years ago, where they have gotten stuck and they're heterosexual couples, and they were doing it the missionary style, and they just got stuck, and they ended up having to go to the emergency room. They couldn't unstuck themselves.
Then how do you get in an emergency room, by ambulance or what?
Yeah, I guess.
They had to call 911. They must have called 911. Yep.
I haven't heard of it recently happening, but I did.
There's a term for that. There's an actual term.
Ooh, am I unplugged?
Many years ago, I was a medical transcriptionist. And then in the Army, I became a combat medic.
Is it a Latin term?
It's a term about that the vagina will just clamp onto that
Latin
thing. And
like
dickus. Yeah.
Dickus stuckus. My dickus is stuckus.
Something happens. Like someone gets scared. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's like a spasm. And I knew a lady that had that happen in Duluth.
So what did they do?
The paramedics came and they gave her a shot of something, some kind of injection, so that everything would
relax. It must have been like a kick, the best muscle relaxer ever on earth.
But imagine laying there going, hi, guys. Glad you could make it.
Yeah, I'd like to open the door for you, but my penis is stuck in a vagina. I can't reach the door. Sorry about that.
Oh, God.
That's when you wish you had one of those scientific homes that was controlled by voice. Hey, Alexa, open my front door because my dick is fucking up with me.
Entree, EMTs.
Please. Alexa, call 911 because I am stuck in the middle of intercourse and I can't get out of it.
Oh, God.
Shrivel
you
up.
Would think
that it would just shrivel up,
especially out of the fear factor.
Yeah,
I mean, all fear will make them, and that's a kind of a DNA thing. Cold and fear make the guy thing shrivel because they want to protect that future sperm from populating the planet. Do you think that would have worked in that case?
You would think. I would have thought.
That must be a chick with like a freaking iron vagina. It clamped like a bear trap. It must be a bear trap vagina. Ding! Nothing's getting out.
Plain sesame.
Yeah, well, I was like, oh, it's like a bear trap or like, I don't know, what you call it? What's the other thing? Like the Chinese finger trap thing where you put the little finger in the finger handcuffs. But the fingers go in nice and easy, but they don't want to come out. Those little finger handcuffs, the Chinese finger handcuffs.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Right, well,
honey, we got to let you go. It's been real. It has been real.
It's been real, but I don't know. And remember that Deb didn't see a meltdown coming up tomorrow for you.
I didn't.
But I think you'll have some colorful, entertaining things to tell us about after your Christmas day.
And tell him,
yeah.
Don't be gay tomorrow. Tell
no,
him.
Sure. Nah, he knows that.
I would never, ever. Oh, man.
No.
I'm the first one to defend him. I love him so much.
Right.
And I have
told,
to stop.
And you told us already that you had warned him of what he's walking into. So
yeah.
That's all you got to do.
I did tell him I should just be careful with her. And then I give him some examples, you know, like – if you say anything, but he doesn't complain. He's really sweet and he talks, you know, he's a great charmer and he talks upbeat, but you know, I tell him, you know, when I've spoken like such and such and she'll say, turn it over to God. And so I tell him that. And then he said, yeah, I know how to watch out for people this time of year, especially. So I don't know. I hope we're on the same wavelength, but I am ready to grab the tater tot casserole and hit the road and say, come on, Dee.
You bet. And by the way, the recipe I gave you is my basic one while I posted it. But there are many variations on the internet. You can turn it into a Mexican dish with tater tots. You can also make it into, a cheesier dish.
Yeah, once you get the basic and you sample it the first time, you can turn that to any kind of theme you want.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yummy.
Tater tots rock.
Oh, yeah. So have a lovely time. Get back to us ASAP. All right? And we will be waiting, holding our breath. We all got to hear the rest of this. It's a up-and-coming new script. It just hasn't been written yet.
If you don't talk to us in a few days about this, I'm going to send out some kind of, search and destroy. Because you can't leave us hanging out all day.
You have all these things in place. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on it.
All right.
Yeah, no, for sure. You're my new addiction.
Yeah, addictions are mutual.
Well,
we enjoy
this. We needed this. It's been a very emotional day for me. We did. I did. So thank you all for the therapy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yep.
Merry
Christmas and happy Peter Tots.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're going to have to pull the plug here real quick.
We're getting one more.
One more.
And you're going to want to take this. Oh, you're going to want to take this.
Is it coming?
I'm not breathing hard yet, so I'm not sure. Let it rip, Laura.
Oh, yeah.
We lost the light. We got to order a new one. It's got a bad cord.
Okay.
A ring light. The cord's bad.
She's coming through.
Oh, she's going to call. Now I'm getting another one because this is going to be good. Because she wants to talk about that.
Oh, you guys got to hear this.
Take it, so to speak.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, pump
it
up
hurts.
That volume.
It hurts.
It hurts. Well, you've shared.
Hey,